embraced you with my presence. Right. I see you. How did you do that so fast? She has on my outfit, y'all.
Okay, guys. It's H-Town Fifi.
It's your girl, Ilya.
And Jermaine Watson. With our special guest,
Michelle.
Okay, and today we are talking about something a little controversial, and it is abortion. How do we feel about abortion? How do we feel about the new laws that they're trying to pass to stop women from getting abortions? Do we believe in abortions?
But before we get into all of that, Michelle has some statistics and some information for us that she would like to share. So that would be the basis of the information that we'll use as we talk. And because I am the male in this conversation, I've been relegated to the end of the seat. My importance is less than nil. So
there's nothing minuscule about your opinions. We need a male perspective.
Yeah,
we need that.
Okay, so she is trying to find the right information for us.
Okay, so when I saw what was going on with currently in the United States about abortion, I wanted to look up the statistics according to race. So the information being reported from the Kaiser Foundation, as of 2018, it says reported legal abortions by race of women who obtained abortion by the state of occurrence. So as a whole in the United States, white women account for 49% of abortions that are obtained legally, and black women disproportionately account for 40% of abortions in the United States currently. And by states where Alabama is the one that passed the ban on abortion. And in Alabama specifically, 36% of white women account for abortions in Alabama, and 60% of black women account for abortions in Alabama. Some other statistics, states where there is, it's abundantly white, they have like places like Colorado, 67% of white women account for abortions in that state, whereas versus 9% of black women. Are there any states that you want to hear about?
So I was kind of browsing across something. I know you said legal abortions versus assuming the illegal ones. Did you have any statistics on like kind of those, the underground things that are happening as far as it pertains to women who are getting these abortions illegally, especially since, you know, they're banning the right for women to have that done? So they're creating a whole smorgasbord of issues when you're taking the right away.
Right. No, I had not had the opportunity to research illegal abortions. I'm hoping that since abortion has been something that has been available to people in a legal fashion, that people are not no longer, you know, seeking out those alternate routes of abortion at this time. But since these laws are changing, we don't know which way this is going to go.
They're going to get a lot of legal pushback. I think a couple of states I was reading about, they had like this whole, I don't think I'm quoting it correctly, but this type of heartbeat law, basically saying that once there's a heartbeat, you can't do it. So it's like, but the heartbeat's present like really, really early. So that's like you're immediately taking the right away from me out of the gate. So I thought that was kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I just wonder what is this all about? Because you want women to carry unwanted pregnancies to term, but it's so many things that have not been, it's so many other issues that can be focused on. Like you want women to bear these children, but you're not willing to pass gun laws, common sense gun laws to protect these kids when they go to school, you know, and you know, there's been a rise in school shootings. And
so you're saying the morals don't line up?
They do not at all.
So we kind of skipped over it because I think we kind of understand why so many people get abortions, like all the different reasons why people get abortions. But we kind of gloss over the fact that disproportionately African Americans get more abortions. And again, I think we know the answer to it, but let's just at least put it on the table so it's something that we can talk from. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So why is it that disproportionately African-American females get abortions?
Well, as you said earlier, poverty has a lot to do with it, even though I consider myself the working poor. You know, I'm gainfully employed. I'm a single mother, however, so I can be cash poor at times because I am trying to, you know, provide for my children. So I can understand where somebody does not have the resources to take care of themselves, let alone a child, why they would want to seek out an abortion. And unfortunately, poverty affects Black households more so than it does white households, in my opinion.
I think there's another reason as well, especially when you're thinking about Black women, that Black women have health issues that kind of put them in that same category as well. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because I think I was in the 9th grade. My mom was having a conversation. It must have been like, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. She was having a conversation on the phone with someone. She was shouting. And she was trying to explain to, it was her boyfriend at the time, why she was getting an abortion. And, you know, 9th grade, how old was I, 14? I was like, oh my God, mom, I was getting an abortion. Mm-hmm. But as she explained her situation, mm-hmm. you know, she had fibroids. Uh-huh. And just the fact that she could have died had she carried the baby to term. And she was also, and he was just like, she was talking, but I could tell what he was saying based upon her comments. He was basically saying, I don't care, have my child. And she was just like, hold up, wait a minute, I have 2 children who are already alive. Mm. If I die, who's gonna take care of my children? Are you gonna take care of my children? But no, you know, right. What I'm saying? Right. So, and then he was like, oh, you need to find, there's somebody in your family. She was like, no, like all of my sisters, you know, either they live in another state, they have grown kids, my kids are younger than their kids, and my brother, he's a man. He doesn't have a wife. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put my children in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So no, like you don't know a person's situation, and health is another reason that causes yes. especially Black women
yes. to I have abortions. I hadn't even thought about that because like you said, there are some instances where a woman's health, she's literally putting her life on the line mm-hmm. By carrying a child. And the fact that in Alabama, this law that they are passing, they are saying no exceptions, no abortion, right. period. Not incest, not rape. Mm-hmm. Not health issues. There's no reason why you should have to have an abortion.
I think they're even going as far as saying that if you have a miscarriage, they're going to investigate it to yes. make sure that it wasn't an abortion. Yes.
So, and yeah. so, but okay, let's take that a step further because we just said that it disproportionately affects African Americans. So, okay, so Black woman, you've had a miscarriage. Yeah, you might have really truly had a miscarriage, but because you're Black.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to investigate this, and I'm going to find that you really mm-hmm. had an illegal abortion. So now I'm going to put this Black woman in the system.
Right. Not only am I undergoing trauma, but you're going to nail me to the cross on top of that by dragging me through an investigation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And at the end of this, we all know that you're going to go to jail because you're Black.
Yeah. Right.
But I thought you wouldn't want more on the planet, so you should be celebrating. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, with the prison industrial prison complex in the U.S. Mm. free labor, the way that these prisons are funded, we're in education. These kids, they allocate about $9,000 to $10,000 to each kid each year to educate them. However, prisons are funded at $40,000 annually for a prisoner.
Per prisoner.
Okay, and not to add to that, they increase that, the value, by having them perform labor.
And these are for-profit prisons. So people are making money. Yeah, and people are making money based upon the number of people who are actually in these prisons.
Yes, we have to follow the breadcrumbs. What is the benefit of having women have children that they do not want to have? Having women that are impoverished already, that can't afford to take care of their own kids at this time, have children that they might even want, but they're forced to make a decision like, you know, this would the life of my current children and this child that I'm pregnant with at this time, I can't do it. You know what I mean? And so what's the payoff in the long run for these white men to make a law where they are forcing women to have children that they don't want to have?
Well, they will say that it's their conviction. It's their moral conviction, their religious convictions that are telling them that, you know, this is wrong, and so this is why they're voting this way. Fifi?
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like it's that too, but also they just want to have control, because think of Brett Kavanaugh, who just, you know, became a judge, whatever. With him, his situation, I don't even think they believe the woman that, of what she said, that he raped her. But even if he had, it would have been like, oh, you know what, he was young, he shouldn't be forced to deal with this the rest of his life. Meanwhile, you have these, because honestly I think it'll affect women, but think about all the young girls that this is really going to affect, who cannot get these abortions. They're gonna have to be forced to deal with a mistake that, and I don't want to say that a baby is a mistake, but honestly, if you want to have an abortion, that you have every right, but you're going to have to be forced to deal with this for the rest of your life. And then think about all the people now who kill their children just because of the baby crying too loud. And so think about all these young people who, or even people our age too, who are having these babies when they really don't want them. That's going to be even worse, because then you brought a baby into this world that you don't want. And, you know, think about those actions.
Did you all hear about the... I think it was a state representative or something. He was in some state, but he basically called the woman a host mm-hmm. for the baby. And so you were talking about Brett Kavanaugh, and so I was thinking, you know, especially, you know, the whole idea of rape and the fact that at least some people didn't even believe her to begin with, mm-hmm. right? And so in my mind, I'm just saying, whoa, wait a minute. Is this like another way... A secondary way of saying that women are second class citizens? Mm.
Don't get me going on my feminist soapbox.
Well, I mean, I think it's there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. And you just said it. You were like, all of these white men. But okay, let's excuse the white for a moment. It's men who are making all these decisions. And at what point do women actually get to make this decision for themselves?
And we outnumber men tremendously, so it's insane that you could speak for me.
Even when you think about the Supreme Court, I mean, there are only 3 women on the Supreme Court. You know what I'm saying?
And how are they voting, do you know?
Oh, they're going to be against. I mean, they're liberal. All 3 of the women.
But think about how many Christian white women. Because honestly, like with all this stuff going on, when I look up and down my timeline, most of the people I see, even black women, are like, this is good, because according to the Bible, you're not supposed to do this anyway. All these Christians are saying...
Okay, so speaking of the Christians and their judgment, you mm-hmm. know, I wanted to speak about something that I found on these Instagram streets. A woman by the name of Kenya Molly. You may remember her if you watched... Project Runway about 2 seasons ago. She was a black woman, bald head. She's a great designer, almost made it to the finals. Well, Kenya Molly posted, she said, "My mother messed around with a married man and had me. I can only imagine for her when finding out she was pregnant, what choice to make. Thankfully, my mother chose me. Even though what was an ugly situation, I am here. I love her for choosing me, and not only am I here, I'm here with a huge purpose and calling on my life. I've yet to touch the surface of the great things God has in store for me. With that said, I am 100% pro-life." And what I have to say to Miss Molly and others like her, yes, by all means, be pro-life. When you're pregnant, you can make that choice for yourself, but it's not your responsibility to choose for everybody across the board.
Her mom was given a choice.
Yes.
It was not taken from her. That's the difference.
Right. Imagine if her mom was forced to have an abortion because she was sleeping with a married man. You know, what if, like, on the flip side of it, what if she had no choice, couldn't have the baby? Oh, no, this is a baby, born out of wedlock. Like, you can't have this child. What if it was forced upon her to have an abortion? But her mom had the ability to choose, okay, I'm going to keep my baby. You know what I mean? Like, it comes down to individual choice. We have free will for a reason. People should be allowed to make the choices they make and live with consequences of it.
That's right.
Honestly, I feel like next thing you know, they're going to say, well, you can't be on birth control either.
That should always be
a choice. But personally, I'm one of those women. I don't believe in it. I feel like it makes our bodies go against what they're supposed to do naturally. I feel like it's a lot of causes for the cancers that we experience. Mm-hmm. How our bodies are all out of whack. So personally, it's not for me, but you should never take the choice away, ever.
I'm just going to say this. If men had to carry children and bring life into this world, all of these things that we're discussing now, dysfunction, they can get Viagra, Cialis, whatever they need, and it's at a discounted rate at that. You know what I mean? Think about how expensive birth control is to begin with. If a woman chooses to use birth control, I haven't used it since 2008. For real. If men had to bring forth life into this world, their ability to access a safe abortion would be a non-issue. It's so many things that they want to focus on abortion, no abortion. So bring life into this world. However, we're only going to give you 12 weeks of maternity leave if you've been with an employer for over a year. Whereas in other countries, they give you 2 years off paid maternity leave to, you know, enjoy and rear your child and be maternal to your child. They're not increasing maternity.
You should know.
That's hilarious.
The right to be a naughty librarian, but it's not responsible for you to try to have an abortion.
Oh, my goodness. So, as I was saying, laws to assist women that are trying to have babies, they're not there. Women aren't even protected on a job. If they leave to go and have their baby, they're not guaranteed a job when they finish their maternity leave and they bonded with their baby. So it's like, why are you targeting abortion so hard if you're not going to make it a safe environment, a safe haven for women who do want to bring forth life into the world? They're not going to increase. Unfortunately, the household incomes for those social programs like SNAP or food stamps, Medicaid, for access to those services for people who are in poverty, you really have to be like dirt broke, you know what I mean, in order to access those programs.
Right.
No. Unless it's on the state level. The federal government says no. We're not paying for it. And I know Louisiana, I mean, it's a conservative state. They're not paying for it either.
Well, that's the thing. Right. It's like,
conservative and we're
poor.
Why? State.
I'm sorry to cut you off, like on Vice, they had like a cost per week. Like how much it costs. Like if you're 8 weeks, it costs, I don't know, I'm making up numbers, like $1,000. If you're 9 weeks, $1,500. If you're 10 weeks, it's like $2,000.
To get the cost to get the abortion.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, damn, like who would go through all of that?
Right. It's just like what you said the other day. It's not like people are like, oh, going to get my abortion, I'm so excited about this. Right. People do this, and it's not like they just thought about it today. Oh, I'm going to get one. Like that's something you really think about. You're hurt about, and people are like, well, just have a baby and give it up for adoption. I don't know about y'all, but if I'm giving birth to a baby, I'm going to see that baby and hold him and not want to give it up.
They're not considering the mental ramifications. Like you kind of hit on earlier, like, you know, I'm a child. You know, I don't even know what a cervix is, let alone trying to, process the thought of
carrying this baby, delivering the right. baby, and you don't know my situation. Mm-hmm. Like, all of it is not just people being irresponsible. Mm-hmm. There are traumatic things that people experience.
Right.
And on top of that, you literally cannot decide, oh, I'm going to go and get an abortion, and it happened the same day. There is a waiting period. Right. You have to go to counseling sessions. Mm-hmm. You have to have an ultrasound so that you are sure that, okay, this is what I'm about to do. This is the finality of it. And, you know, maybe I'm not a proponent of abortion per se, but I believe that a woman should have the right to choose what to do with her body. And it's none of my business.
I have gone to one of these places mm-hmm. when I was pregnant with Layla mm-hmm. very early on. Now, I'm not, personally, it's not for me, but I was young. I didn't know mm-hmm. what was going on. They showed me, like, videos mm-hmm. of, like, the process. I was so terrified, like, by the time that I left there, and I was like, I just came for a free car seat. And I mean, I was traumatized mm-hmm. by the time that I left, because I thought it was just like a Planned Parenthood type place. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like 19, maybe 20 at the time. You know, so I didn't know. I just knew I didn't have no money. I was early in college. I was broke. I was mm-hmm. scared. And her father is childish, still childish now. But, like, I didn't know what the hell was going on, so I'm like, I need to talk to somebody, a professional.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they showed me these videos, and I was like, can we go? Like,
but you know what? When I was in college, that's when I found out I was pregnant with TJ. And we had, it was Sam Houston Clinic for Students. And the doctor, she was like, okay, you're pregnant. This is what's going to happen. Here are your choices. And she talked me through everything. But she was also my nurse while I was in college since my freshman year. So she knew me. Mm-hmm. And so, but she was like, she cared enough to actually walk me through all of my options. And I think, like, for me, abortion was out of the question. The only thing I thought about was, I'm going to have to push a watermelon out of my vagina. This is going to be so scary. That's the only thing I could think about, though. But I know for a lot of people, the fact that they gave us that option, even as in college, you know, without our parents, whatever, it's just us, then they're letting us make the decision for ourselves. I was now, when I think about it, I was grateful to even have the option. But think about all those kids now in college getting pregnant, and now it's going to be like, well,
right,
it is what it is. You got to have this baby.
Just imagine what that's going to do to the climate. You know, all these people carrying these kids that they don't necessarily want, and you're being forced into keeping them.
And then it's not like they're trying to change the laws for healthcare. Like, okay, because you have to keep these babies, now we're going to definitely give you. I know a lot of people, especially us as teachers, they think, I don't know why they think we just make all this money. But even for us, healthcare for having a baby, we still have to pay thousands out of pocket to go and give birth. Just think about these people who are less fortunate than us, who don't have a full-time job, a salary to go and have these babies, and they're going to have to pay for, you know, having to pay for all this stuff.
Speaking of, let me kind of sort of change the not the subject, but like where we're going. Let me talk about the economics of it, especially for a woman. If a woman is in charge of her body, if a woman is in charge of her health, if a woman is in charge of her education, a woman and her kids are going to be set up five times greater than a woman who is not. Mm-hmm. So if a woman cannot control her body, her health, that's going to affect her level of education, and that's going to affect the amount of money that she can and will make. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a chilling thing to think about, right? And if you are a legislator, you ought to be thinking about that, right? Do you want to have more educated people in your state? Because if a woman is not educated, she's not going to push her kids
right.
to be educated.
Amen. Right. We see it every day. Okay, so plot twist. Okay. Real quick poll question. So if a woman and a man are in a relationship, okay, they get pregnant. If one of those people, if the man does not want the woman to have an abortion and she obliges his request, should Should he be, should she be responsible for taking care of the child once it arrives?
Wait, read what you read.
Wait, I'm on a poll. And then I'll read it. So, Leticia, yes or no? Should this woman be responsible for the child that she did not want to have and verbally express, like, I do not want to have a child. I want an abortion. Homeboy's like, nah, baby. I want to please have my baby. Have my baby, please.
And, I'm like, why are you so pressed to have this baby?
Because you're so beautiful. Right. You're so beautiful.
It's a curse, really.
Me and you, our baby gonna be so beautiful.
So should... Okay, so I want to make sure I'm understanding the question. Should she be required to take care of this kid?
Yes. Financially.
Yes. In any... Financially, okay. Physically, everything. Whatever.
Yes, because... You still, like, whereas he pushed you and nudged you in that direction, you still are of sound mind and you agreed to this.
Whoa, that's a part that you didn't explain well.
Oh, no, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. This is just a blind poll.
Okay.
So, yeah, you should. You should still take care of it because, no, you're not going to mouthpiece me up and I'll be like, oh, okay, and just go along with it. No.
What you think, Fifi?
So, okay, now that I think more about it, even after hearing what you're going to read, I would say yes, she would still have to, because if it was the other way around, they would still make a man pay. Right. They still would.
Pay even and be involved, right?
Unless they had a written contract before. But even with that, they probably still be like, nah, you got to pay.
I'm not going to put my body through all that and go through all that and then just be like, I'm washing my hands with this little motherfucker. I don't want to be bothered.
No. So look, it was a scenario that she gave. And that's why, like, I initially stopped her. The scenario that she gave, like, she didn't give you all the details.
So here we go. Okay. So this was placed on Reddit under a thread for legal advice.
Okay.
So a man in New Mexico said... I got a girl pregnant and she wanted to get an abortion, but I didn't want that. She ended up not getting one, but now she is not involved at all. Mm. He goes on to say, we weren't in a serious relationship when she got pregnant. She has never met our son. Even after the birth, she has said she had no desire to see him. We went to court to figure custody and support out. And I have 100% full legal and physical custody. Her name is on the birth certificate, but she has no custody and no right to visitation or to make things like medical or education decisions. She didn't want any of that. Every month she pays 125% of the court-ordered child support. She says that if I ever marry someone who wants to adopt him, she will agree, but until then, she'll pay support. It's been this way since our son was born. I'm raising our son all on my own. He is 18 months old now, and he has never met her, and I don't even have any photos of her even. I'm burnt out and hate being a single parent. Mm-hmm. I love my son, but I resent him. My family tries to help when they can, but I do it most of the time. I would never hurt or neglect him, but I am exhausted all of the time. I tried to go to court to give her split custody, but because she wanted an abortion and I didn't, and she made it clear that she would never be involved after the birth, we went to court, and the fact that we went to court when he was 6 months old to figure out custody, and I got 100% custody, the judge said that he can't force her to look after him. I haven't seen her in almost a year, and the last I heard, she has a tummy tuck and laser stretch marks treatment and is working at a gym. She also told her friends and family she is an egg donor and not a mother. He goes on to say she is a deadbeat mom, and the court won't do anything and is forcing me to struggle as a single parent. Do I have any legal remedies here? So that's from Reddit.
So
your opinion seems to have changed.
Look, no.
Oh.
When she told you you should have took her at her word. However,
she still went through with it. Mm-hmm. So my opinion is still the same. Like, you still sat up here with your ignorant ass and still carried that baby to term, knowing how you felt. You shouldn't have allowed that life to come into this world and then do all of it. At the same time, sir, you cannot force
okay,
her. Let you me probably ask, don't want her to be in the life if she feels that raw about it. So keep her away from that kid.
Let me ask you a question. Get pregnant. The dude says, exactly, I don't want it. Please think about having an abortion. If you have this kid, I financially, I can't do it. Physically, I can't do it.
I'm not.
Well, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. or okay. That's like the nice side. The mm-hmm. the rough side is I'm out. Right? Right. So if on the flip side, the dude is saying no.
My opinion has not changed because there are women that do that. They try to trap.
No. Okay. Okay. So it should he be held accountable?
I feel the same either way.
Even though it's the woman's choice. Right. Huh? Even though it's the woman's choice to have the child or not have the child. Mm-hmm. Like just from reading this scenario, I've kind of began to look at it through new eyes. Mm-hmm. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, we would be talking shit about the dude, right. You know, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. calling him everything but a son of God. If he said, I don't want nothing to do with it, I'm just going to give you money. Homegirl paying not just 100%, 125% of what the judges ordered her to pay, but she's like, that's it. Physically, I'm not there. And that's where the exhaustion sets in. Like, mm-hmm. it's hard being a single parent. So I do empathize with him to a certain extent, but homeboy, she told you she didn't. She told you what it was.
It's just, I guess to me, it's still kind of different because even though the scenario is just like kind of, We trading places, like Usher says, she still had to physically carry the baby. Mm-hmm. At any point, you could have just opted out.
Mm-hmm. I looked at it like this, though. Reading as she read, I looked at it like this. Like, he really wanted this kid, mm-hmm. and that was his opportunity for a kid. And she knew, okay, well, you know, I like you enough to do this for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's how I... So
you think she kind of did it as like a donor type yeah. situation, especially since homegirl's donating her eggs now. Like, no, I'm serious.
Of the situation, she speaks of herself as the egg donor and not the mother of the child.
Right. Wow.
I mean, that was just how I looked at the situation. Like, yeah, she did it, right? But I think she was just like, I'm helping you. This is something that you want. I like you enough, so I'm going to do this. But please understand that I don't want to have anything to do with it. Her paying 125%.
That's a guap.
Yeah. Especially since she worked
at a gym.
Yeah. What kind of money she making?
But she got a tummy tuck. She's not doing it. Oh, girl. She's doing okay. She must be squatting on some dick at that gym.
Okay. Hilarious. Sis done got her life back together. Waistline snatched it. He sound kind of salty about right, that. Like she got his tummy tucked. Like, sir, you worried about the wrong thing.
Really? Please fix her life because this bitch over there at the gym squatting on dick.
But
and I'm struggling.
Also, what I would like to bring to... like to the forefront is he's a man. This is a man's world, especially when it comes to dating and relationships. Men have their pick of the litter. Whatever litter they're in, they have their pick. So at this time, 18 months in, he could have found somebody and wifed her and chosen a good pick me. Oh,
and she would have loved that baby like it was hers.
Yeah, don't worry about her. I'm going to love you and this baby. You know, he could find somebody.
Like, oh, you're so choosable.
Yeah.
It's his whole
thing. You're such a good father. Oh, my God. I love you. Right.
But you know what? His whole thing is, I just need a break some damn time. Uh-huh. Make her take him on a weekend or something. So if he found him a wife, a woman, like, she would, yeah, you know. So
my solution to him is not legal, sir, in New Mexico.
Get you a woman.
Please find you a good pick me. They got some out here. They will cook, clean, suck, fuck, and everything else, okay? And take care of the baby. Drop the baby off at school, pick them up, all of that.
And so, give you another baby.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you wanted the baby. baby. The baby is here now, and I'm glad that you're taking such good care of this baby. But
then he's going to have another problem. Girl. I need that 125% again.
He want to hold on to it. Look, he, right. So he going to get the girl to come in, but she not. He not going to make her wife. Look,
right.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
I'm at a negative 125%. How can I get this deal? Like, now. He owed me $317,000. He pulled that off with her. Hey,
she's a good egg donor.
She's something.
Right. Oh, goodness. Yeah, he definitely needs to find somebody to date that's willing to accept him and his child and, like, you know, move forward and let go of his fixation. He's obsessed with this woman. He's following her every move.
No, really?
Yeah, it seems like it. The fact that he's mentioning, like, she's got a tummy tuck. Yeah, stretch mark. Like, sir, that ain't even none of your business. She's not your girl. You said y'all wasn't in a serious relationship.
He don't even have pictures of her.
Right.
So which is kind of unrealistic considering social media.
So he has some. He done found some of them on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what else did I find out in these Twitter and these Instagram streets about abortion? So this one was kind of funny to me. Okay, so Terrence K. Williams on Twitter, he said, "My mother was addicted to crack cocaine, had 9 children by 6 different fathers, and lost us to foster care. I'm glad she was pro-life and didn't abort us. We all deserve to live, even though she couldn't take care of us." So Jamila came back and responded and said, "Was she pro-life or did she smoke the abortion money?" This is a sincere inquiry. Okay. And she also she responded again and said, "I am not joking." Seriously, it's a bad question. Because Gator smoked the TV, okay?
But since you said that, though, think about how many kids.
Oh, my goodness. She was too high to know she was pregnant.
But think about it, though. How many kids do we know that we teach are raising their little brothers and sisters because their parents
are being raised by grandparents?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think it was just so... You know, my mom's a saint and she thought so much. I don't think it was that thoughtful. Right. I think it was probably other things.
Well, she didn't have the resources to access an abortion. They're, like you said, they're expensive.
Or maybe even get the help that she needed to get free from the addiction. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
she also said, Jamila said, "I am not kidding. He made it sound like she had the children in spite of her addiction, but her addiction is exactly why someone would have all those kids under awful circumstances."
Right. And so, and what drove her to the addiction? So
9 kids by 6 different child.
She might have been trying to get her money up. Maybe she was, you know, a call girl or something. And you never know. So, like, what drove her to that? Mm-hmm. Nobody be having 9 kids like that no more. Like, no.
Right. And you, like, they don't tell you that it's 1 foot in the grave.
That's what my mom said.
They tell you that for a reason. It is very risky and dangerous. And unfortunately, we all know of a situation over the last 6 months or so where a woman lost her life after the complications she encountered after giving birth to her final child. So it's
longer. Sometimes I'm gonna lose
a sixth grader.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
So it's like it's, and I know personally, one of my pro-fights, she was pregnant. She had the perfect story. Somebody in the, like, just in her prime, you know what I mean, enjoying life, extremely fit, extremely active, and she suffered complications while during her pregnancy and died. And I'm not sure what the diagnosis was. I'm thinking it has something to do with her heart because I can't think of anything else.
I had a friend that got sick right after she had her baby, and she didn't pass, thank God. She's fine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she kept telling them, like, "Hey, I don't feel right. And, you know, things got bad. Thank God she's still here. Mm-hmm. She's still here. But, you know.
Right.
Bottom line, I just see, like, the system is just set up against us. It just really is. And it's like, at what point do people just say, you know what, let's do right by people. Right. Let's forget about these corporations that are trying to make money. Let's do right by people. There's another way to make money instead of hurting people.
I think it's crazy that we're going into 2020 and it's almost like we're regressing. Mm-hmm. We should be moving forward, but the fact that it's almost 2020 and they're saying now that we're putting a ban on abortion, it's honestly scary for what our, like, I think about our daughters. Mm-hmm. Like,
what world are we bringing them into? Especially, right. Like, honestly, I love this show on Hulu.
I was just thinking that, like, literally. The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. But part of the reason why I love it is because it's not my reality. Because they are brutal. It's a brutal society that they live in, you know? But it seems like that's where they want us to go back to.
Now, tell me about The Handmaid's Tale, because I've heard of it. I just don't know.
Okay, so it's a utilitarian society that is built and made for the for men. Okay. You know, okay. So the men not only have a wife, they have handmaids that they have sex with in order to bear their children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Because not every, right, isn't it, like,
some of the women are barren.
Okay.
Right? So some of, I don't know if all of the wives are barren or not, but they use these handmaids specifically for reproductive purposes.
Okay.
And when they're done, they send them to another home.
And it's not set back in, like, the 15th century.
It's
okay.
Modern
it's,
day.
It's okay. Really an excuse to have sex with different women.
Mm-hmm. You don't even excuse, just ask.
Well, they
legally,
right? Legally, and you have to watch it.
Okay.
I think season 3 is about to come on this summer. It's just, like, so crazy, and it's like, what will the future look like for our daughters?
Right.
I'm a good mom. I love my kids, and I hope that they never have to find themselves in a situation where abortion is something that they have to look at. But hey. Under certain circumstances, hey, go for it. Like, if right. that's something that's necessary, especially when it comes to your health personally, or whatever other vile, horrible circumstances, you know, it should be an option that's available to people that want it, and everybody else should just mind their own damn business.
And I think that's an excellent way for us to end this episode of
Indulge Me.
Abortion.
Oh.
Your choice? ?